everybody. You are listening to Dav and Zen. Yes, Dav and Zen, the show that is better than being too drunk to ride. Our number to call if you are listening live on Tuesday night, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davandzen.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Dav and Zen page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip. Joe is tardy as usual. He is efforting to be here.
He's tardy for the party.
He's not libtardy, he's just tardy.
Yeah, no, he's never libtardy.
He's never libtardy. On the show, is it time to end the playing of God Bless America during the seventh inning of a ball game? Let's see, a dating site for Donald Trump supporters. Somebody gets kicked out of a Mexican restaurant for wearing their Trump gear. A new drunks in the news with a stunning revelation about a very popular whiskey. A new trend with apps that may cost you money. And my favorite part of the show, Scam Busters with Ann Jackson.
Ann Jackson is a perennial favorite, have to say.
Oh,
though.
I just love it. It's always riveting.
Riveting. It's hilariously unhinged is what it really is.
Same could be said for our presidential campaign.
Oh, God, isn't that?
Except there's nothing funny about it. All right. Let's see. You just alerted me that you got a you stink that you want to share. So
yes,
hold on.
I do.
Hold on. You stink. Okay, now you can do it.
Okay. You stink, Sears of Nanuet, New York.
Sears and Roebuck?
Sears and Roebuck, the place that my Nana used to have stock in, and she used to be so excited.
Did she open up the catalog and have you pick something out?
Actually, we used to do that at home.
Of course you did.
We did that for this thing that we call Christmas.
Never heard of it. Sounds like a pagan tradition.
Well, it is the tradition that we followed at that time in my life. Mm. But it was so great getting that catalog. Joe and I have waxed rhapsodic about that before. Getting the Sears catalog and picking out what you want for Christmas. Oh, my God. It was roll your eyes back exciting. It was.
Heady times.
Yes, they were heady times. And my nanny used to have stock, and she used to have me get the paper and read to her what it said about Sears. And she'd get excited when
That's
it went up a teeny bit.
You used to do stocks. You used to check your stock in the morning, in the morning newspaper.
In the morning newspaper. Yep. And it was like, what does it say, honey? And I'd read, and I didn't understand what it meant. But it was like, oh, yay. So I knew. And it was such a reliable company. It was a great place to go. They had everything. Back to school clothes. You went to Sears. It was a reliable place.
I don't even hear people talk about Sears stock. buying stock in Sears has not crossed my mind.
No, and it shouldn't.
No.
No, it shouldn't.
Because they've been closing stores left and right. They're with Kmart now.
Yeah, I know. And it's just this downward spiral over there. I mean,
Still a useful place.
Yeah, I mean, there are still things. I mean, their tools are good, you know. And
tools?
And
I think I bought that Craftsman.
Yeah.
Tool cabinet over there for the wife. I think I got that for her at Sears. She wanted a tool cabinet.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, that's good. If you're a little bit handy, it's nice to keep them organized somehow.
I think I've gotten some Nike sneakers there.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten some stuff.
I got some stuff. Like, I did Christmas shopping there one year just to try something different. And
ever give anybody the Sears gift card?
No, no, I will not do that to people I love. I went there and it, not the one that I'm talking about, but I went into another one one Christmas and there were some really good bargains to be had and things that were. I mean, I'm the one who gets people clothing sometimes, and I know that that's not an exciting gift, but if it's like
always exciting.
And no, if it's a good thing, like Mr. Helix loves black zip up hoodies. But he wears...
Because he doesn't walk around in Florida neighborhoods.
No Skittles for you, mister.
Think twice. If you really want iced tea, I wouldn't.
He's very safe with his hoodie wearing.
He should be. Well, he's white. He can be.
Yeah, exactly. So I was in New York. As you know, you have to go get your car inspected, and you can get that done at gas stations, which is a little bit new for me, having come from New Jersey, and that was not available for a really long time.
I've got used to get my car inspected in Jersey.
Yeah, at
I mean,
gas
I remember
stations.
You used to have to go to DMV.
Yeah,
but...
I remember. See, I'm old school, and I remember the days of the going to DMV and waiting on long lines.
Yeah,
and then
waiting on the car line.
The car line forever.
Yes.
Yeah, and there was
God forbid you get there around noon, because then it's break time, it's lunchtime, and you're just might as well put that puppy in park.
Yeah, no, you do. I actually remember days where there was this one where there was a big. Like jug handle, a big loop.
Yeah.
And they had a grass area in the middle of the loop, and people would park their cars, get out and play frisbee and stuff on the grass because it was going to take so long for your car to have to move up.
It's the DMV, not a college campus.
No, it was. It was like hippie land.
Oh, Jersey.
My dad, we'd stop and we'd get breakfast, and he'd get the Sunday paper, and we'd sit there, turn off the car and read the paper. Oh, we have to move up. You know.
It's DMV. It's not date night. What is wrong with you people?
No, it was forever. Oh, it was forever. Goodness. So anyway, Mr. Hillocks' car needs to be inspected, but it has a couple little things wrong with it because it's quite old. And one thing is that the directional signal in the back passenger side is not working properly. And you can tell that it's not working right when you're in the car. When you hit the directional signal, it blinks too fast.
Yeah, you probably need a bulb or something.
Right. So you'd think that would be it. And a lot of cars, they're difficult to get at. So it's just like, what a pain in the...
Yeah, you go to your gas station, like $20.
And, yeah, and you're like, exactly. So, you know, go fix it and it's done. But there was another thing that I looked under his car one day, and there's some piece of metal, it looks like a plate to something, hanging sideways. It looks like, you know, the bottom of your toaster, they have that crumb plate?
No.
You've never looked at the bottom of your toaster?
No, I've never checked out the sex on the bottom of my toaster.
You didn't want to say? No. Have you ever a girl toaster or a boy toaster?
No, I've never. You put the toaster where it is. It's the one we got as a wedding present. It's never moved.
And you never look at it again?
Well, yeah. We use it. I use it every day.
Yeah, but you got to clean that crumb plate, man, because you'll have a fire.
No.
Flip over, check the sex of your toaster, and while you're at it, clean the crumb plate. Do everybody a favor.
Really?
Yes, for real. For real. At least the one I had.
A toaster?
Yeah. Just a normal toaster. You can't only tell the sex by how the toast pops up. You have to flip it over. And while you're down there, clean it out.
It sounds like woman's work. I'll have my wife get right on that.
No.
Does not sound like something I will be doing.
I'm going to ignore you.
We have the housekeepers coming tomorrow. Maybe I'll have them do it. Although they're very
clean the toaster?
They barely do anything. It's the biggest bullshit in the world. But the wife goes, well, you're not going to clean. And at which point I go, well, you got a point there.
That's like, well, yeah.
But the thing is, the wife did a cleaning yesterday, so I don't even know why. They're coming.
Why are they coming then? To look and go,
because it's their day. They're supposed to come on Monday, but it was the 4th of July, and I didn't want them coming today because I knew I was going to have a lot of prep for this show. Mm-hmm. So they're coming tomorrow.
So they're going to do nothing. Well, you know what?
They're in and out in like an hour 20.
You know what?
They won't do heavy. One day, God forbid, I ask them to clean the inside of the oven.
You dirty dog.
Exactly. You would have think like I said, hey, can I eat your kid?
Well, you know, it was you had already eaten their kid and some of the remains were inside the oven.
She's like, well, you know, they're not Jewish. Well, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, we don't usually do heavy cleaning, but okay. I'm like, well, why not? Well, because, you know, one time we cleaned it and somebody's oven broke and they blamed us. I'm like, I'm not going to blame you.
Yeah, really, no. Do you have one of the self-cleaning oven features?
I don't know. Probably not.
There's some of them you turn
it. I know.
And it gets mega, mega hot.
No, I don't think this was that.
Oh, I had an adventure with that once.
There was like some sticky stuff on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Asked them to do it. They did it.
They did. Okay.
You know what they do?
Yeah.
They vacuum. My wife vacuums. They clean the bathrooms. That makes her happy because she doesn't want to clean the bathrooms.
Yeah, who does?
They mop the floors.
Okay, good.
That's pretty much.
That's it.
You know, they'll dust.
Oh, please.
This is pretty much it.
Wow. I hope they're cheap.
It's $80.
Ugh.
I think that's a good price. But
I don't even know the going rate.
But as the wife says to me, well, you're not going to do it.
So it needs to get done, and guess how that happens?
I think at one point when we were living together, well, we were not engaged or anything, but we were living together, I think at one point she was paying me to clean.
Wow.
But I quickly decided, nah, there's no amount of money that's going to make me do that.
No, I know. I remember moving you before you were domesticated.
Oh, my God.
The dust.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, the dust.
That was terrible.
That was Allergy City, man.
That was awful.
It was like,
yeah. Yeah, young college guys not known for neatness.
No.
Not the straight ones, anyway.
No. Yeah, no. And,
you were a good friend. Good friend.
Yeah, I am.
Pippi looks good friend.
Thank you.
Because of that, I would owe you helping you move. Yeah. I would owe that.
You have no idea what that mouthful is.
I understand. I think we all know.
You're just lucky that we weren't like as close in touch at the time that I did move, because I needed
that
a lot of help.
That was strategic on my part.
I know. And you're like, you know what? I'm not going to touch
Yeah, but now you get the
your...
wife, too. She'd help, too.
Yeah, I know. You guys are a package deal. That's awesome.
Yeah. Is it? But yeah. Anyway, yeah. So there's this metal plate hanging
off. Yeah, so this metal plate, like the bottom of your toaster, your crumb tray, if you will, hanging off the bottom of his car. And neither of us have any idea what that thing is, but we don't know if it's something necessary or if it's something that, let's just yank that off and hope for the best.
Always good with the car.
I know. So Mr. Hillix first jams it back up there and driving around.
Still talking about the car, I assume.
For the moment. And then I noticed that it's hanging down there again. So I figured we traded cars because I had to use his car to, like, put some stuff that I had hoarded in my office in his car. Because he's got more room in his car. So, you know, like, some boxes.
The Camaro used to be the moving car, believe it or not.
Oh, the Camaro?
Because it was a hatchback.
We moved hatchback.
Like a love seat in that car. We moved a lot of stuff in the Camaro.
That, you know what? That was surprisingly roomy.
The Camaro was awesome. Yeah. Another reason why I never should have been forced to give it away.
Now you're going to have to get another moving car.
We don't have one. We got rid of the big car, the LeSabre.
I know. So what are you guys going to move with?
I guess.
U-Haul? Like plebeians?
Plebeians? Yeah. Well, last time we moved...
I can't pronounce things for shit.
Last time we moved, we had a moving truck, but I did move a bunch of stuff in the Camaro.
Okay.
I guess now I would have to do it in the Kia.
Or a lot of trips.
Well,
that works.
Moved, you know, because I moved, like, certain valuables mm-hmm. in the Camaro, but...
Oh, yeah.
Don't have that option anymore.
Both Mr. Hillix and I have hatchback cars, so...
Yeah, but it's already full of crap.
Yeah, I know, so I would have to unfill to fill. and the thing with going to inspection or going to a place that I know that does inspections kind of quick is that you have to actually get there on time.
So you went to Sears.
Yeah, so I went
Sears Automotive is not bad. They've helped me in a bind when I had flat tires and damage on the road.
I'm glad to hear that they helped you. They certainly didn't help me. I went there. This was like it added insult to injury. It was I went over to Sears. And I figured I'm not going to get inspected today, but at least I can get the things taken care of that might keep him from passing.
Right.
So I go over there and they're like, yeah, we can take care of it, and it's probably going to be a light bulb mm-hmm. and. Well, I don't know what that plate thing is. But for the light bulb alone, he's like, it's going to be like an hour and a half. Okay.
An hour and a half once the car's in?
Yes. Wow. No, an hour and a half. Wait.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll do something.
All right, well.
So I have no place to go, so I'm sitting around. I go out to the parking lot, and I'm sitting under a tree because it's freezing in the building, but it's nice outside. And while I'm sitting under this tree in this empty parking lot, some guy comes crashing through the bushes behind me.
That's not good.
And he's standing there and goes, oh, hey, dude. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Oh, he should have flipped you upside down, too.
Yeah, it's like, no, pointing to chesticles. No, no. And these are the worst moves ever, or I'm a chick, okay? So he told me that he was on his way from one job and he's going to the next one. At the mall next to me. And he goes, I just wanted to stop it and smoke a little pot before work.
I like how he's revealing this to you.
I know. So he sits there and smokes a little pot next to me mm-hmm. before he goes off to work. It's like, that was...
He didn't offer?
That was fun. Oh, no, he didn't, luckily. Yeah, I didn't want any anyway.
Weird. Isn't that kind of the move?
Is it the... Yeah, it is the move. But he had some little... I don't even know what it was that he had. I guess it was some kind of pipe, but not like any pipe I'd ever seen before. So I didn't know what
he was
up to.
Asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, me too. I don't smoke pot. So I was like, all right, cool. So he goes off to his second job, and I decide to go wait inside. And I'm cooling my heels in there for a good long time. This guy that was like the older guy that presumably like the manager type who completely ignored me when I walked in there and I was standing there waiting. You'd think while I was standing there, he was talking to another customer. He'd say, oh, somebody will be with you in a minute. Or just acknowledge my presence in some way.
That's a little pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
When I went to the concert last, when I went to the Soul Asylum concert, there's no line to get in there.
Right.
You know, so, but I have to, my tickets are left at, what is it, Roll Call?
Will Call. Roll Call.
Whatever. Here. reporting for duty. I'm one of the few. Anyway, so there's nobody online.
Right.
So I think I'm going to be helped right away.
Yeah.
But it was my mistake because the guy selling Italian ices was behind me and the whole crew wanted Italian ices. So this needed to be getting their attention before me.
You know, it's like, what gives here?
Joe would be all over this. Because Joe would have a huge fight with these people.
Yes.
Joe. But this is the type of thing where I have to side with Joe, just never on the air.
After the show, you know, you were right. I knew it, you bastard!
But again, it's the same type of thing. The customer service is dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead. I mean, the guy doesn't even look at me. I'm standing right behind the person he's speaking to, and he's shooting the shit with this guy. He's not even like... And then I realize, no, he's actually a customer, but they must know each other. So they're talking about Bull. The guy doesn't even look at me, and I'm like, at least say... just a moment, or park it over there, or something.
More evidence of rudeness and no job accountability.
Got worse. So, old guy there.
You should have called Joe. Joe would have given him the old what for.
Oh, I know. I should have gotten him on the phone. Joe, yell at this man for me.
Joe would have sent out a tweet about it.
that would have learned him.
Sure.
So, this younger guy comes over, and he helps me, and he writes up the order, and he understands what I'm saying. Seems to.
Because it's English.
Yeah, you know. And so I go and I sit in after the Mr. Crash Through the Bushes and I have a little moment together. I go and I wait in the room where you're supposed to wait because I'm like, yeah, I don't want any more of that.
Right.
So while I'm sitting there and they have some old Disney movie about the Herbie, the car.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah, but it wasn't Herbie the Love Bug because it was really old. And this little kid was calling the car Ocho. I don't know why. Anyway, it was going on and on. It was very boring. Me and one guy.
Sounds like a movie they picked up in the city.
yeah, it does.
Not quite Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah, it's like.
It's weird. I'm watching all of a sudden there's a head in the middle of it.
yeah, Herbie El Coche.
Yeah.
You know, it was
weird. I don't know if this is officially released by Disney.
It was with, but Harvey Korman, who used to be on the Carol Burnett Show, and I think it was Cloris Leachman were in it. It was very weird. I don't know. Anyway, me and this other dude are sitting there. He's not talking to me. I'm not talking to him. I'm filling out some paperwork.
It's a Sears, not speed dating. Why
no,
would you be?
I wasn't expecting him to talk to me. I'm just setting it up.
All right, thanks.
Mr. Old comes in.
Mr. Old.
He's getting a soda from the machine.
Bastard.
He looks up at the TV, and there's a weight loss program on. There's some commercial about weight loss. I lost this much. Oh, I lost this much. And this is how many inches I lost and everything on whatever product it is. And the guy says, now, as some of our viewers may not know, but I'm not exactly svelte.
Oh, come on.
No, it's true.
Come on.
Noticeably so. So the guy is...
Where the hell's Joe? I don't know what to do with this.
The guy... talking to apparently nobody, says, I don't know how those people let themselves get that way. Hello? There's guy sitting minding his business and fat woman sitting
well,
in the room.
It could be he didn't consider you Zoftic.
Hello?
It could be he did not. Maybe it was a compliment.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're just super sensitive.
I don't think so. No.
Did he look right at you?
He did not.
All right, so?
But, dude... how about Mr. Customer Service? You not talk about how disgusting you find fat people when there's one in the room. How about no?
Maybe he wasn't talking about you.
Yeah, I don't think... No, he was talking about the people on the TV, but duh. I know I'm not fucking invisible. I know that.
I know that.
I'm sure of it.
All right.
I was like... Dude, so I'm like.
Did you shoot him the eye?
I was shooting hate beams through his head,
ooh.
And the guy sitting there is looking over at me nervously, like, "Dude, shut up, dude,
yeah,
shut up."
Yeah, that's a bad spot to be in because you don't know if you're gonna blow.
I could have. Not in a good way.
No. Well, I'll tell you what, this Highlights magazine from 1986 is riveting.
He was trying not
Shame
to
Shame everybody
there.
Did all the one thing's not the same as the others.
It's like, because I really got to get involved in that right now rather than deal with angry woman across room.
Yeah, that's not good. I got a call.
Yeah. So now I'm like, you ignore me, and then you're talking shit about my people. Ah! So I was pissed. So I'm sitting there
Did
like,
you charge?
Almost.
Well, that involves cardio. You weren't moving.
No, I wasn't.
The worst you were doing was shooting dirty looks.
I was shooting dirty looks. And
I would beat the crap out of you, but I need gravy first.
I was exhausted from the dirty looks.
Dirty looks are very exhausting. You have no idea.
Let me tell you something. This is like you could read minds, because there was a bullfighting scene in the stupid movie that was I was watching, too.
Of course there was.
Because the Volkswagen was the Toro in this scene. Yeah. So after that, I'm like, can I be out of here soon? It's been over 2 hours. I'm starting to wonder, how hard is it? How many Sears employees does it take to put in a light bulb is where I'm at now. So I go out to the friendly guy, and I say, hey, doc, any word on the patient? Hello? I got to get out of here. So he goes and he checks. Turns out, they're done. How long has this been done? And I'm sitting there listening to this. So I don't yell at him. I'm just like, okay. I said, so they did. They took care of the turn signal and whatever that thing was on the bottom. He goes, oh, I don't know. Let's go look. So we go outside and we look at the car, and he's looking around for it. And I tell him, look through the back. And I bend down and look, and I see the plate still hanging there. And I'm like, yeah, one of these things is not like the other. One of them seemed apparently he fixed, and one didn't even get looked at. So he brings it back there so they can put it on the lift again. I'm like, oh, God, help me. So what he did was he yanked it off.
That was an option.
And the guy handed it to me.
It's yours.
There you go.
It's a boy.
You had a toaster crumb plate. No, apparently it's a heat plate, and it guards
great for dorm rooms.
Something. From being overheated.
And I guess you don't need that.
To pass inspection, so he decided to hand it to me because it rusted off, and there was no welding to be done now because they're about to close, so I can see nothing's going to get done. So I'm like, okay, and he fixed the light. Yes, he didn't need the light bulb. He just had to adjust the bracket. Okay. So I pay the man. It's only $21 or something.
Right.
I drive away. The turn signal's going clickety click 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 click. Why is it doing that? I get all the way home because now they're closed. There's no turn signal working on this thing. So I've been insulted. I've been scared. I'm cold because I've been sitting in this stupid over air conditioned place. I have no turn signal and I've got a toaster plate. So you stink, Sears Automotive of Nanuet, New York. You stink. Never going back there. Nope.
Should go to my mechanic.
I have a mechanic. I just...
Yeah. Always dangerous.
I know. I thought I was going to get something done on a Saturday. Yeah. So, what's going on with you?
Well, you didn't want to tell me about Chris Cornell quickly?
Oh, yeah. What a great show.
Did you find a friend?
No. Nobody...
suck.
I know. I couldn't find anybody to take that extra ticket. I couldn't believe it. But...
I saw that out there. I had nothing going on. I'm like, nah.
No? Really?
No, I don't hate Soundgarden. I'm not anti-Soundgarden. Just not into them. They always get turned off on the radio.
Oh, he's not... But he wasn't doing Soundgarden. He was doing all his solo stuff. He did do Soundgarden songs. But
even less compelling.
Really?
Because I don't know any of his solo
stuff. Right. So it was solo stuff, and it was Soundgarden stuff, but it was all acoustic.
Plenty of good seats available?
No, it was pretty packed.
Really?
And you know what was really weird is that I was dragging ass, and I knew that there was an opening act, and I said, I'm just not making it for that. And I got there just as he was about to start. And there were a ton of cops standing in front of the place. I mean, there was nobody around. There were a couple of losers standing in front of the place looking lost. I don't know what that was about. But there were a bunch of cops. I thought, oh, there must have been a car accident or something just now. Somebody who works there told me that he's got a stalker. And I mean, I knew, I had read about him having a stalker about 2 years ago, but apparently she's back.
She's going to Englewood? Okay.
Or another one, yeah. Okay. So they had a lot of extra security there.
Okay.
Because she's loopy-doopy. And surprisingly enough, they were talking about me. So I got in.
Yeah. Rock on.
It was a great show. He's really incredible. Somebody, no one was calling out for... requests, and they usually do that at these quiet kind of acoustic shows. And he said, you guys are being really respectful and everything, but you can really call out for requests.
It's a nice place.
It's very nice. And he said, you're being all respectful. That's very
nice.
I
would have asked for Smells Like Teen Spirit.
And he said, that's the other guy.
Yeah, but he ain't going to sing it no more.
No, he's not.
So?
And so everybody started yelling at the same time, which was... Excuse me, very funny. Later on, people started, in between songs, people would yell at requests. And he stopped to listen to me for a second, and he goes, did you guys hear that? It sounded like somebody asked for Lobster World, which is not a song he does. There's no such song. He made up a song called Lobster World on the spot.
That's pretty cool.
And it was good. And it was in his style, and it was funny and topical.
Think it was a plant?
No. I think he just actually did that.
Now you got to go to another show just to say.
I know.
Yeah.
I got to check the fan pages.
They could be fooling people.
Yeah. Any other Lobster World?
Yeah. You got to check on that.
Yeah. But it was. He's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I had a good time. So how did your show go?
Well, I didn't go to a concert this week.
Not this week? No. Oh, that's right.
No. I went to other things this week.
What'd you do?
Well, first of all, I went to a Met game.
Okay.
I love Citi Field.
Yeah,
have you been
it's
there?
Nice. Yeah,
it's much better than Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
Yankee.
They did a much better job
New
over
Yankee
there.
Yankee Stadium sucks. Ugh.
Yeah, they did a lot of stupid things there.
It's just too big and too corporate. I like Citi Field a lot. These may be the worst seats I ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
Where were they in Citi Field that they were the worst seats?
My dad picked them up. He got them. He bought tickets for two games. The tickets are $12 a piece. Left field, in the outfield. Third row from the top. So you can't see left field.
Right.
No, you can see right.
Correct.
Yes, you can't see left field, and we couldn't see center field.
Right. That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know how you could sell these seats at full price.
No, because they're really, really obstructed.
I think... I've been fortunate the past couple of years. I've been going to a bunch of different ballparks, major league, minor league, New York, out of town. First of all, New York, especially the Yankees, have the most overpriced seats.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to major towns like Chicago and Baltimore and get really good seats at an affordable price.
Right.
It's ridiculous. So I've been getting really good seats. A lot of times, like, behind home plate or along the baseline, really good seats. And past couple of years I've been going, I've really been enjoying baseball live. Much more.
Yeah, because you're in it when you're that close.
Yes.
Yeah, much more excited. Because there might be a ball flying at you, so you have to pay attention.
Yes, you do. And you know, or even a lot of times we're protected by the net because we're behind home plate.
Right, but it's still exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baseball, that far away, too boring. It's it's too boring. And it was actually a good game. It was a game on Thursday where the Mets were losing 2-0 right away.
No. I'm sorry.
No, they're playing the Cubs, who are like the best team in the National League.
Oh, okay. So
they were losing 2-0 right away. Then they came back and they pulled ahead 4-3. And then their great closer comes on, the Mets' great closer, and loads the bases with nobody out and pitches out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was exciting.
Well, if you had good seats, it might be.
Yeah, but at least that's an exciting inning.
It's you know what? When you can see the top of a bird, it's a little too far.
I know. There's the swallows fly around in Yankee Stadium, and it's like when they're flying under you, it's kind of like,
too high.
Yeah, we're way up there when we go to Yankee Stadium because we're cheap.
I'm used to sitting, not that high, but I'm used to sitting in the cheap seats.
Yeah.
I'm used to sitting in the 400 level at Yankee
Stadium.
Yeah,
right.
Which is not great.
No, it's not. You're really removed from the action.
I don't think I can go back. I think it's been ruined for me. I think I need to sit in good seats. I'm that guy now.
I am totally ruined for Wynwood seats.
Yeah, but nobody's there.
No, that's not true. I mean,
you can elbow up to the second row without an issue.
When he plays solo and he plays smaller theaters, I can get seats, or like if it's general admission, we're right up against the stage.
Yeah.
Push our way up there. We are very bossy about it. No, when he's playing at, with another group, like he's doing a tour with Steely Dan now, I am way back. I won't even know who that is up there. I will recognize his voice, and that's about it.
Concerts are definitely better closer.
Yeah.
I still can handle them further away. I can handle football further away, although the past couple of years I've been spoiled with that because I go with my friend Jill, and she's got really good seats. But I can still, I used to go, I had season tickets for over 20 years to the Jets, and I was way in the upper deck, and I still like the upper deck.
Yeah.
But the upper deck is higher now. So
you
have to get.
It's the upper deck.
Yeah, it's like they added another 15. Rows. I can sit high for hockey. The wife likes sitting in center ice, so we try to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But baseball, I just think, is unwatchable. Too high.
I start getting ticked off when people start doing the wave because I'm like, no, no, that implies you're bored. No,
yeah,
stop it.
It's baseball, though.
I know.
And you are bored.
I'm not bored when
I can't
it.
See, if I can't see two-thirds of the outfield, I'm bored.
Well, that, in that position, absolutely.
And I know I'm not the only one that can't see. I was actually thinking this. I think these seats are so bad that I would be embarrassed to bring a date here. And I've never had that thought.
Oh, my God, that's funny. It's like, you loser. These are the seats you
got. Yeah, I actually think that. And again, I've had upper deck seats with the wife. She was girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember taking girls to baseball games, but they were good seats. They were much better. It was the old Yankee Stadium before they got good again.
Right.
So you could afford it.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
But I think these seats are so bad. Like, you can bring your wife.
Right, because she's already locked in.
Yeah, you can bring your fiance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could bring your kid to their first game there, but
no.
I'm sure some people do, because it's like, you know what, they're not going to remember it anyway.
Especially if they're really little kids and they're just like, get me a foam finger and we're done here.
Yeah, if I'm looking to get laid.
Yeah.
If I'm looking to seal the deal.
It's better be impressive.
Yeah,
and we're talking about the seats, too.
Yeah, yes, it's hard to get great seats in New York at a reasonable price.
It is.
But you can.
Yeah, but there's some strategy involved.
You could do better than this.
Yeah.
Unless it's just like, hey, because there was over 40,000 people there. It was a big game.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, hey, last minute, we're not doing anything, let's go to the game.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah,
but
then you get what you get.
If you're planning date night, mm-hmm. I think these seats are so, I think you're better off taking it in the movie. I think that's the move.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting out, and we just got, like, tickets at the last minute. But I remember thinking how shitty it was to sit in the outfield, and they decided with the new Yankee Stadium that they had to put a restaurant out in the outfield.
Sure, it's in left field.
Yeah, and so they chopped off.
Was it Hard Rock or something? Was it Ruth Chris? It's a steakhouse, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was
NY
Ruth's
Steak?
Chris
I don't
in
know.
The other one. I don't know what it is. I haven't been in there. But it was Hard Rock in the old one. I don't know who's in the new one. Anyway, there's this restaurant there. And so you're sitting, where we were sitting is next to this concrete wall.
Right, they got walls so you can't see across.
So,
they put TVs.
They put TVs.
We had a TV by our seat.
Yeah.
So, hey, I paid $12 to watch TV.
I could be on my own couch watching this.
The good thing is, though, you do get all the replays that they don't show in the ballpark.
That is a bonus. That's a bonus.
Because they have the cable feed. It's not the closed circuit feed.
Right. So that is the bonus.
Yes, but it's very annoying.
It's so annoying.
And especially if they don't tell you they're obstructed view.
Right, and they don't. So we sat
some
there, and I'm like,
do.
I'm
remember
looking
when I was
at
getting,
a wall.
I remember when I was looking for seats, I want to say in Wrigley or Fenway, there was obstructed view seats. I didn't get those. But I remember it saying.
It said so, yeah. I mean, the same thing with concerts. If you're sitting and there's like some kind of a pole or some kind of like, I don't know what you call it. Like some kind of rigging or something that's in your face
right. That's
obstructing your view. Even if it's just a little bit, you'd better damn well tell me. Because if I'm paying the same as the
you
guy sitting
be.
Next
no,
to me that's
cheaper.
Not obstructed, no.
So you agree, if a guy took you on date night and you're not that far into the relationship yet,
right.
Takes you to crappy seats, are you a little turned off? Are you looking going, well, is this what life is going to be with this schmo?
No, you know what? I have to say that I'm probably a little less high maintenance than the average girl in that respect.
You want to see a ball game?
I want to see it, but if it's like, if he made a big deal about it and it's obstructed seats, I'd be like, he doesn't understand how this works. He doesn't.
If he made a big deal about it, then it's instant breakup.
It's instant breakup. But I'm steel girder. Thank you, Lisa. That's what I mean. Like that thing in your face. I hate that. But a thing. It's not an instant breakup, but
instant breakup.
We have to have a talk about ticket quality.
If they're bragging how I can't wait to take you to this game,
and I can't see it when the ball's dropping, and they're like, he's going back, and it's like, I can't see.
And now to the television.
Yeah, it's like, now I'm watching television.
And the television's a couple seconds behind the live action.
I know, so it's like, and everybody's cheering or moaning, and it's like,
ridiculous.
And I don't know what happened. Ugh.
Ridiculous. Ugh. You're not getting laid in those seats. You're not.
No, listen, if everybody else is moaning and I can't see what happened, you're not going to be moaning either.
Yeah. Instant breakup. You got to do better, fellas. You got to do better. Once you're married, sure, whatever. It doesn't matter. But,
no, it doesn't.
But, you know, because it's your money together. But if you're going to take your date there, you can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, now that Mr. Helix and I are together,
we
are cheap fucks together. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
You take her bowling.
Right. Do something that you can see all the action and bond.
Yeah.
I mean, we went and we did arcade games. And we were kind of like working on getting all those tickets so we could get the crappy prize together.
Sure.
But it was like,
you're going to get a whistle.
It was like bonding, you know? It was kind of fun. Like, how many can we get?
Nobody bonds over shitty seats.
No. No, they don't.
I think I used to, with my wife, go, hey, you want to move down? I think we...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Do you know what?
Let's move down. And you moved down, which again, really shitty move in retrospect.
You're
acknowledging how awful the seats you are and that you don't care if you fool people to sit in places where you don't belong.
And that,
I don't think you're showing yourself resourceful.
And there's nothing...
You get bounced from those seats. And then you got to do the walk of shame.
The walk of shame. Yes, it's humiliating to have people come and hold their tickets and look at you and look at their tickets again. Oh.
Yeah. And then
you have to crawl back to your
crappy
seats.
And then, God forbid, they get like one of the people that works at the stadium to escort you out.
Do you know that happened to us once?
Of course, it happens to me too.
I know, but we were sitting. This was bizarre because I don't think that Mr. Helix and I look all that intimidating. He looks more intimidating than I do. I look like a puppy. And he looks more like, I don't know, that one could bite. And so the thing is, we were sitting in an empty stadium. We were so early. Mm-hmm. We got there super early. And we're sitting in, like, sections around us are empty. So we just plop down in random seats. Do you know the two people that wander in? Of course, we're sitting in their seats.
Yes.
And I mean, there's literally nobody else around us. Instead of saying to us, those are our seats, they went and got somebody.
You soiled their seats.
I know, but they went and got somebody. And the woman's like, let me see your tickets. And we're like, oh, sorry.
Is this a three?
Is this the wrong one?
I thought this was one. I'm all the way up there.
We're upstairs?
I didn't know.
We didn't even show our tickets. We just went, oh, we're sorry. We just went to our place. And we ran. She goes, don't go. You can't go. But she was a little on the heavy side, and I knew that she couldn't catch us. We were just beat feet out of there. We didn't want to get thrown out of the park.
Again, it's fine when you're with your buddies. Embarrassing when you're with your date.
I was his date at that point.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
But, you know, you can't pull that move off. So since my dad had his heart surgery several years ago, you know, stairs are a thing.
Yeah.
You don't really come all the way back from something like that.
No, not really.
So we wanted to take the escalator because we took the escalator up.
Yeah.
And you can imagine how long of an escalator that was.
We've taken it.
Interesting thing at Citi Field, the escalators don't go down.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Because, so we have, well, why don't they go down? Well, sometimes people get too drunk, and we had some issues with it. You've had issues? Really? Are you that shit-faced where they can't stand? Is that...
Yeah.
No! Because you know what happens after the escalator? The fucking car!
Yeah.
You know what? If they're too drunk to stand on an escalator, I don't think we should be allowing them into the parking lot onto our roads.
No, we should not.
We should have cops down by the escalators for the clowns that can't stand.
Right.
They don't get to go to the parking lot.
I agree.
If it's that much of an issue where we can't have escalators going down, it's ridiculous.
Why don't they have cops watching people get into the car parking garages or the parking lots and looking to see if they can walk there?
They don't care.
No, apparently not.
They don't care. No, you're not their problem.
No, but there's like masses and masses of people that just had who knows how many beers going to their cars. They don't care.
You're acknowledging that there's a problem.
Yeah.
If you can't have your escalators go down.
The down escalator is a safety hazard.
I know.
What?
I've never saw a down escalator and go, well, that's going to be an issue.
Well, now in the new Yankee Stadium, they actually have elevators.
Yeah, they have elevators at Citi Field.
They
too.
Do. Okay.
Yeah, but a lot. It's hard. They're not as accessible as they are in Yankee Stadium.
Right.
Because there's less of them. I mean, we took an elevator down. We had to walk for a while.
You do. And it's like, isn't this defeating the purpose when you have somebody that's like not as mobile?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's really difficult when you're bringing, you know, your older or elderly people. You want to go be able to bring them, but it's hard to do that.
People get too drunk. We've had issues. Have you? Have you? Maybe stop serving less beer. I know you're charging $12.50.
Yeah. You know what used to frustrate the hell out of me at the old Yankee Stadium was because we were up in the nosebleeds frequently, and we were always in this one section.
Sure, you get the $5 tickets, MasterCard $5
yeah,
tickets.
Yeah, I mean, we would get the cheap seats. But you would take the escalator up, and it was a very narrow walkway up there. It was
the hallways
get smaller and smaller. People would get to the top and not know if they were supposed to go left or right, and so they would stand there.
Of course.
Meanwhile, the human conveyor is coming behind them, and people are piling on top of them. It's like, I would just push people and go, move! There's people coming! This thing doesn't stop! There's nowhere to go! Go!
I miss old Yankee Stadium.
I miss pushing people out of my way.
Yeah, well, you could still do that.
Yes.
So every year around on the 4th of July weekend, the next couple towns over, they have this festival.
Okay.
Festival where all these vendors come. They have kids games.
Love that stuff.
Rides and food.
Yeah.
And arts and crafts.
Yeah.
So we always like going. There was much more. I felt there was much more of a police presence this year.
Really?
Yeah, like I really saw them a lot more of them around.
Was Chris Cornell there?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking because of all the terrorism scares.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I just never noticed before. But I think there was more.
Those things tend to come and go. I think that I just think that there are a lot more scares than the public is made aware of. They just say, let's, you know, have a presence. Let's really check.
That's fine. I don't mind them.
I don't mind that.
So, I saw a Democrat table. You know,
really?
Where they push all the Democrat stuff. Mm-hmm. There may have even been two. I did not see a Republican table. In the past, I have.
Why do you suppose?
Either I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. It's possible I didn't see it. Or right. Like, it's fucking Trump. No.
We give up on this.
But there's still local candidates. There's local elections.
Yeah, so you would think.
You would think. Maybe I didn't see it. But usually I do.
See, I always know who your local candidates are because when I leave here and I'm about to get on the highway, mm-hmm. there's this one little median strip where everyone posts their sign.
Sure, of course they do.
And of course, it's where you're going like 50 miles an hour. I get to read two signs maybe.
So they had the Democrat table had they have the cardboard cutouts?
Yeah.
So they had the Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And they had Bernie Sanders.
They did.
So people are, like, running up to take pictures with the Bernie Sanders one.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was funny, though, because, like, the Bernie Sanders one was kind of bent over backwards and broken at the knees. Kind of like what they did to the real candidate.
Kind of like for real?
Yeah, it's like kind of like what they did to Bernie.
Let's make this thing realistic.
Bam! Take him out the knees and fuck him.
Wait a minute. Now, don't do that to cardboard.
I think that's what they did to Bernie.
Worst paper cut of your life.
Yeah. I just thought that was very interesting. And people, like I said, running out. Do you really need to take pictures with the cardboard cutouts? Are we still there?
I would do that.
Of course you would.
Of course I would. Now, were as many people going over to the Hillary cutout as Bernie?
I mean, I didn't watch for a long time, but it seemed like more people were excited about taking one with Bernie.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Yeah,
Bernie, an old Jew from Queens garners that type of excitement.
They always do.
Of course.
In my book.
So they always have, like, all these different foods, which I like. You know,
yeah.
it's like an outdoor Costco.
But you have to pay for your snacks at this place.
No, well, there's free samples.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's free samples. So they had samples like fudge.
Oh.
Pie.
Like, we don't know what these things taste like, but...
No, but it's their, it's, you know...
Their particular...
Fresh baked goods.
Nice.
Yeah. You always got a sample. You don't want to be rude. It'd be rude not to.
Yeah, you wouldn't have, of course.
They have, like, all these dips, various dips that you would, like, stick things in, like, you know, like pretzels and stuff. Like party dips.
Oh, okay.
Party dips. And they had hot sauce. They had beef jerky.
Yeah.
They had an anti-abortion table giving out free bumper stickers.
Wait. Backpedal just a second. The free samples. Hot sauce, beef jerky, anti-abortion sticker. Wait a minute.
They're like, anything on this table is free except women's health care.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, listen, they got a right to be there.
Yo, they absolutely do.
It's just, it's not festive. It's not festive.
Were you under the misapprehension that abortions are festive?
No, I was under the apprehension that this festival was festive.
Okay.
And you're kind of killing the mood. Nobody wants to see a fetus when I've just had a nice sample of pie. Pie is what got us into this situation.
But they're not the kind of people that are showing you the fetus.
No, they're showing the... No, the pie people?
No.
Pie people?
Did you test the fetus pie? Ew!
We had tested the apple pie. It was delicious.
Oh, thank God.
And then I wound up getting my daughter one day a brownie and another day a cookie.
But wait a minute. No, you steered your daughter away from the abortion table, did you not?
See, this isn't you, sweetie, because mommy and daddy love you.
Oh, God.
Now, don't piss us off or we're going to do a return.
No, but I would think that the anti-abortion people would be showing you the picture of the fetus.
They are.
Was an anti-abortion table?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's anti-abortion.
Oh, I totally misunderstood. Oh, okay, I misunderstood.
Yeah, with all their little, you know, lives and Christianity. But again, I get it. You can do it, but I'm trying to enjoy myself.
Yeah, no.
I want to take a picture with a stormtrooper, maybe see bent over backwards Bernie, have some pie and some fudge. I don't want to think about fetuses.
No.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
I don't want to think about fetuses.
No, it's not the time.
Know.
It's the 4th of July weekend. It's the birth of our country, not the birth of this kid.
Nasty. Nasty.
It is.
Was this at the fair that you went to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why were they doing that?
Because they can.
Really? You would figure they wouldn't be allowed to express a view like that at a fair?
Yeah, you were probably coming in, but they had the Democrat Party. They usually had the Republican Party. I didn't see it. Doesn't mean they weren't there.
Right.
But, you know, amongst all these festive things, there's room for divisiveness.
People get all sugared up on pie and cookies.
If you don't get an upset stomach, you might eat too much.
I don't think it's an appropriate place for that.
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
But I don't see how you can stop it. They had our old radio station there. Nobody manning that shit, by the way. Just a fucking empty
table. Just like the station itself.
Dead on arrival. There was nobody there.
Who was that nice guy with the engineer dude that was cool?
Richard.
You see Richard hanging out there.
He never comes.
Yeah, and he's sitting there like with his hound dog look like, I know.
Not even ass backwards Frank was there.
Really?
Nobody was there.
Nobody.
No, because he walks in the rooms ass backwards. Yeah. He's got an issue. But, so manning the station, the anti-abortion table, with a plethora of anti-abortion
bumpers. They didn't have the fetus pictures up and all
that. Yes! Yes!
Can you believe this next to
full
the pie?
Full regala! Big table! I should have gotten you a bumper sticker.
No.
I did get you this hat, if you'd like it.
A big picture of a fetus.
You got a big head.
I'm not an Oakland A's fan, but thank you
very much. It's a fitted fucking hat.
But I'm not an Oakland A's hat fan.
Okay, I didn't know you were a fan of every plumbing equipment you sell, too, but you parade that shit around.
But thank you. It was very nice gesture. Thank you.
All right, fine. You get nothing.
No, I was kind of...
You get an anti-abortion bumper.
No, it was actually genuine. Very, very nice.
No, very nice, but I wouldn't wear it either because it's like it's the A's. Ew.
Well, I'm sorry. It's
wearing a Cubs hat?
It's not like another hat or something like that. I'm a Met fan, and I'm like...
All the more reason.
You didn't see that game yesterday. You see the game yesterday, Met game?
I know they came back.
Oh, great game.
It's not October. Enjoy it now.
Really, from you guys?
Listen, October.
We'll be making
season.
Room on the couch for you.
No. We'll be making room on the couch for you. We're going to be on the couch first. This year.
I don't feel that's appropriate there, especially having all those
freedom of speech.
I know, but I think it does more discord.
They're trying to draw attention to themselves.
Yeah, but I don't think it's helping the cause.
Yeah, how is the West Baptist booth doing?
It shows, but it shows the radical side. Mm-hmm. Of that cause.
Yes,
by putting
it does.
I
don't think they thought they were radical. They just thought they're trying to spread a message.
They don't think they're radical,
they're trying
but
to
they
kill
are.
Pie eaters.
I think putting fetuses up at a fair.
Well, they weren't real fetuses.
No, but photos and stuff
like that.
Hey,
this one's fresh.
But still, photos and having the whole display up. I think it shows a more radical.
Well, they didn't show a ripped out vagina.
But still, they had that stuff up there. It's it just shows a more radical approach on there.
Well,
and it's not at a fair. It's not the proper place.
It was manned by old white people. It was manned by old white people, of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was not getting a lot of play.
Yeah.
I just thought it was kind of... I'm not the only one
that struck me. Did you have your daughter with you?
Yeah, I threatened her. And you think you get mommy and daddy love you?
Yeah, yeah. No, but what did you have to explain to her all about this? Or?
No, she was like playing with some like balls, shiny balls. That didn't sound right.
Yeah, that didn't sound right at all.
No, like something that goes in the like these beads that go in the bottom of the plant. She was plied with sugars and she was fine.
I'd be pissed off.
Yeah,
I'm like, really? I come to a fair and I have to see this.
I'm here with my kids, yeah,
and I have to see this.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. Yeah. Really,
I'm not one to make a scene.
No, but it really annoys me because it's also the old white people, old white men going, don't have an abortion.
Old women too.
Because it'll really
old white women too.
Yeah, and old white women, old dried up women. Mm. None of you people have to worry about getting abortions.
But you know,
right?
like I said, if I was in it, for, it really rubbed me the wrong way. I would say it stays, but you're going about it the right way.
Yeah.
The wrong way.
Yeah,
you know? We're gonna put you by the porta potties.
You know?
Yes. you gotta go pay. You're gonna have to look at this.
You
shit.
Don't get to be by the crafts and sugary treats.
But here's the difference. It's like this is the difference where where people like are sometimes out of hand. You go up. Mm-hmm. I'm not thrilled about the way you're portraying this. However, it stays. You know, you don't go up. I want this down now. It's offensive. No, you go up. Tell them it stinks. You know, but however, you do what you got
to
do.
Right.
You know?
I don't even go that far. I just bring it to the show. Talk about it here. I don't need to cause a scene.
No, not at all.
And there's another troubling trend that, so my daughter goes to camp. She has been going for years to this camp. Loves going to the camp.
Is this the camp you've been having a problem with?
No, I've had no issues with the camp.
What was the one with the rabbi? Was that the camp?
No, that was Chabad.
Oh.
That's a Hebrew school.
Okay, I thought
camp is just fun.
I thought there was a deal with a camp. I'm sorry.
No, she's fine at camp.
All right, fine.
She's fine. But here's the problem. Every time the owner of the camp sees me,
yeah,
he wants to tell me jokes.
Oh,
jokes
no.
And dirty jokes.
Oh,
and it's kind of weird because, first of all, he's the camp owner.
Yeah.
That's the mistake when people find out that you're a comic. Plus, he's sitting there in a golf cart in shorts. And it just makes me feel more uncomfortable to hear dirty jokes from a man in a golf cart in shorts.
Plus, if he moves his leg the wrong way, his maracas are going to come out.
Yeah, and then it's really going to be a dirty joke.
What do you think of that?
No, I was there too. I did. As soon as you said in shorts of the golf cart,
sometimes
I was like,
when you watch
something's
your favorite,
sneaking out.
You know how sometimes when you watch your favorite TV shows and they change cast characters and they don't make an announcement? Kind of like what did on a Roseanne with Becky?
Yes.
I could see that happening. But here's
Pop.
Settle down, Becky. Yeah. So then he's like telling me how he performed at a temple. And Newberg, and he did 10 minutes.
Oh God!
And they really liked him.
Aye, aye, aye.
And then he's like telling me how he wants to take it to New York City because the kids will really. He thinks the kids are really digging. And these are all jokes. I go, well, I'm going to be teaching a class in September.
That was a good way to turn it around.
Yeah, get his money.
Yeah.
He's been getting off of mine. And
right in time. It's time to pay.
Trust me, I'm
in
the hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turnabout is fair play.
Yeah, I am way in the hole.
I'm a Scotchman. You're a Jew. I'm a Scotchman. Get his money.
Yep.
I think my whole class costs less than it does for a week at this fucking
thing. Yeah.
But it's like, no, I can't really write jokes. I just want to go on stage. Do you?
I just want to go on stage, but I can't write jokes.
Yeah, I can't write my own stuff.
Then this is maybe not the thing for
you. Yeah,
you think?
It's just so awkward.
Let him go up. Well, go up and try it. That's what I tell people. And go up. Do it. Get up there. And then when they're mortified and they hear crickets, then they'll never come back no more.
Yeah, but when they tell jokes, God forbid it goes well. Then they think that's comedy.
Oh, God.
That won't last for long.
I can't play
as long as they keep bringing five people, it will.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah,
I can't play any instruments, but I want to be a rock star. Same thing.
I saw you liked my post on Facebook.
You saw what I wrote.
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about. I
posted about some of these shows that are just god awful. It had to be said. But how I don't go really or yuck when I see it. And then one person goes, no, I agree. Are you talking about the show I'm on? I go, I didn't say what show.
I, I know. There's always somebody that if you put a slightly vague post on Facebook, they think it's about them.
No, I said no. I even put it in the post. It has nothing to do with your post. Your show is
You're
awesome.
You're fine. You're great. Yeah.
So what's going on, Joe?
Well, I went to look at a house. I went house hunting on Saturday. It was a house that
they're hard to find. Did you sneak up on it? Were you in a house stand with a rifle?
But the funny thing is that I realized when it was this really, really nice house over. It's a town called Port Jefferson. Middle Island. Middle Island. It's a development that I've always wanted to move to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there about 20 years ago after my mom died. I was looking at model homes to get an idea how I should renovate my house because I was going to sell it as soon as I renovated.
That was clever.
Right. So I go out and I fell in love with these homes. And one of them was up for sale and he had an open house.
Nice.
So we shot out there to take a look at it.
Who's we?
Joe's girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Slow down. Slow down. I think some paperwork has to be filed on the other side.
Right.
Slow down.
No, she was just looking with me.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh.
So we go.
Am I wrong, Pip?
They're window shopping.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why can't
in
you
every way.
Why can't they take a ride with me?
She can take a ride.
All right, just slow down. Slow down, Skipper. You could have taken Lenore.
She was busy.
Did you ask? She would have been happy to go with you.
She probably would have.
She would have given you an honest opinion. She's a good friend of yours.
Actually, we should have brought her and gone to lunch.
Oh, somebody who shall not be named is saying, oh, shut up, Davin.
Because I'm right. I have skirted the issue, but I am absolutely right on that one.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Can't wait for the next breakdown in 3 years, Pip. Strap yourself in.
So we get out there, and it was a nice, actually, the guy that owns it is actually a keyboard player, too. So
he had a keyboard room?
Yes, actually.
I'll be moving right in. Did he have a place for the Matchbox cars, too?
No.
It's ready to move in?
But the thing about him, he runs two rigs, and they run off computers. I run 14, so.
14? Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like collecting them. My babies.
Okay. Maybe you can move in with Pip. Yeah. She seems to have an affinity for
We have no room for you. No room.
Cats
no
and
room.
Keyboards. That'll be the name of your place.
Cats and keyboards.
But the thing about it is, it was like, and the grand piano's got to come. So we're sitting.
You have a grand piano?
I have a grand piano. It's even in the pictures of my house. In the thing.
Well, I saw what you did with your neighbor. I wasn't going to fucking look in your house.
I stalked your house. It looks nice.
I didn't. I saw the picture. I gave it a like. I moved on.
Right.
So did an inventory?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
It's a baby grand. It's a smaller piano. But we're trying to see where it could fit. It's going to be tight.
Oh, yeah.
So then we looked. The master bedroom is absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, really nice. And then I went. Then they had a smaller, it was a two-bedroom.
What is this, a condo type thing?
It's more like an attached house. But it's not.
That's a townhouse.
Well, no, it's not actually a townhouse. It's like its own house. But it's not.
You just
attached.
Said it's attached.
It's detached. My mistake.
Oh, okay.
It's a separate house. It's
okay.
But in this development.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's these postmodern design houses really, really nice. So
look at you getting all architecture-y.
No, that's what they're called because I fell in love with these designs 23 years ago.
All right, Kourtney Kardashian.
No,
go
I'm
on.
I'm just telling you. But so anyway,
she's big into architecture.
I know she is, but I didn't know that you knew that.
Days are long. Hours need to be filled. Research for the show.
Then as soon as I said postmodern, yes, I like, you know, they're going to traditional design. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so it's a beautiful place. Everything is brand new. They have a shower system in there that it's all different nozzles and controls. And I know from being in the business that is when I sell those things to the supply houses, they're $3,000.
Wow.
That's even before the customers get them. So really nice. But it just might be a skosh too small.
How many bedrooms do you need for you?
Well, here's the thing. I thought I would just need two. I might need three.
You might need three. Are you pregnant?
No.
Is there something you want to share?
No.
Has paperwork been filed? I know on your end.
Yes.
On the other end?
No.
Slow down.
Any more comments coming.
I'm watching.
listen. You know, certain members can play a hate, but I'm right. Before we all start signing and planning our little house, there are certain steps that need to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, if one is planning, then maybe you need to train. If something is in the offing, then maybe you need an apartment for now. you know, rent something for now and then get the
Well, Lisa says he might be getting cats. You need an extra room for cats.
Why? Is he going to have an AIDS cat?
Maybe.
Well, here's the deal. The keyboards and my office would probably take up the other room. So if there's there's a spare room, it might be tight. Here's the thing. A basement is a key. I was thinking about it today. This place doesn't have a basement.
Oh,
so if I had
a
basement, I could.
So what's it? It's a two-bedroom with a kitchen and a living room?
Yeah. It's a two-bedroom with a kitchen. It's got a living room, family room, all together. The kitchen's right behind it, and it's got the guest room, a little laundry area, and that's pretty much it.
Well, you
got
to decide if you're going to be a bachelor or something else.
Yeah.
That kind of needs to be decided. And I don't mean a bachelor by not having a girlfriend. I don't mean that.
Yeah.
But you need to decide if you are in this process of looking, if you will be living by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or if something else is going to happen sooner, or if it's going to happen later. Because if it's going to happen sooner, get yourself a month-to-month apartment. Do that. Save your money. You move in, and then if something else happens, you can act accordingly.
Right. Well, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Basically, I gave the guy. From what I'm thinking, I could get something like that if it had a basement. So maybe I'll start looking there. I believe in luck. I believe things. You know, usually.
Do you?
Yeah. But here's
how's that working out?
Sometimes bad, most of the time bad.
You might want to believe in something else.
Hear me? No. Sometimes. However, sometimes things work out in my favor. So I'm thinking by the time my house is ready to sell, the perfect place will come up.
Do you have to sell your house before you can buy a new one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what I did do is I gave the guy my card.
Not the one that says I'll tighten your nuts, Murph.
No, I couldn't find that.
I had to give him the old Davin's Den card.
No, I had to give him my Joe Curry comedy card.
Should have given him the Davin's Den card.
Luckily, well, no, he's a music. Like I said, the guy's a key. The seller is a keyboard player. The real estate agent is his friend, who's a drummer, who he plays in a band with.
Look, you're trying to angle in on another band.
They asked me to join.
Are you kidding me?
No, I can't join.
You can't have enough keyboards in a band.
Right. So anyway, I told him, I showed him my house, and I go, look, we're in the same boat. You keep your eyes on me, I keep my eyes on you, maybe things will work out, you know?
Yeah.
Then we looked at another house, which was a very nice house. You got to see the patio of this other house.
Mm.
Oh, it ruled. And this
Did it have a dinosaur in the back?
No.
is it perfect for falling on?
So it was...
My specialty.
Yes. So it was very, very nice. So, you know, I go back to the drawing board. I'm having an open house this Sunday. So I play it by ear. You know what the thing about it is? I am a control freak, okay? And if things are in my control, that's why him and I, because he is too, that's why...
No, I'm fine if other people do shit.
Yeah,
when they don't that I have to take control.
I do shit, and then there's sometimes you want to do doesn't blend with Ryan.
I am perfectly happy with being lazy. Ask my wife when it comes to housekeeping.
Yeah, right. but I am a control freak, but... If I know things are out of my control,
right.
I'm kind of relieved in a way. And okay, it's one less thing I
there
have
might
to
be other
about.
Places in the because not every place in those complexes is built the same.
Well,
there
right.
might be other
right
places.
Now, with that being said, I told the real estate agent, "I go look if anything in this neighborhood comes up, let me know." Now, getting back to what you were saying earlier, yeah, my deal is this: I'm probably going to get an apartment. Like if nothing comes up with the house, I am going to get an apartment, put my stuff in storage. And take my time looking, because you do want to get to the perfect place. Because the bottom line is, and this is what I used to do when I used to sell fencing. When people go, well, what do you think? It doesn't matter what I think. Look, everybody goes to work and busts their ass every day. When you leave work at 5 o'clock, you're like, what am I doing this for? You want to pull up in front of your house and go, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you get the perfect place.
Some people live like that. Some people are like, you know what? I don't care where I live. I'm going to use my money to take vacations and go on experiences. It's a different philosophy. I get that too.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted that. Getting back to that, I've always wanted that. When I wanted to get my own place when I was in my 30s, I wanted to get a place where it was small, couple of bedrooms, just to drop my stuff, change my clothes, and go out. I wanted to travel on a weekend. I love to travel.
Yeah.
You know, so I never got a chance to do that. That was my goal. I wanted to actually move into a house like that. I actually wanted to move into that neighborhood or get something like that neighborhood. That was my goal, sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
I met Joanne about 4 months later. And
as luck would have it.
As luck would have it. As luck would have it.
Hey, your belief, not mine.
And everything. And I wanted a move. And I wanted, you know, man, shut up. I want to be in the
And
team.
That's how you know this is forever.
Yeah.
When that's your inclination.
No, actually, when you hear their voice like that in your head, then you know.
I have the bills.
Then you know it's true love.
Yeah. You bought it.
Yeah, I did, because I loved it. You know, you do things because you love somebody, so it didn't work out. But, you know, it didn't turn out. So basically what I want to do is I want to start where I wanted to start back in 1993,
mm-hmm.
1994. So, you know.
I look forward to your Bill Clinton fat jokes. Maybe some Ross Perot material.
Lisa
not,
says
not everything, you fathead.
No, it's not. That's why I can't wear the hat.
And he immediately thought of you.
Why did you want an Oakland A's hat?
It was given to me.
Okay.
It was given to me. It's a fitted hat. It's very nice. It's just too big for me.
Okay.
I like wearing hats. Like I said, I'm wearing a Cubs hat now. I like wearing hats at different teams.
Any fans in Oakland, give the show a buzz. We'll get it out to you.
There you go. That's what you should do. Do that.
Get rid of that damn thing.
Lisa says the perfect place will find you, Joe.
Yeah.
Does she?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. It's a fucking house, not a golden retriever.
The perfect dog.
You know how
will
hard
find
it
you.
Was to find this because we were buying in the bubble?
Oh, yeah.
Because Jersey was ridiculous.
Yeah.
$400,000 for a teardown on on no property.
Oh, I know.
With $13,000. Yeah. So we're starting to look now. Well, we're starting to pack up shit and going to get rid of stuff. And
you know, as I almost broke my ass coming down the stairs, I thought that.
That's recyclables. That's
recyclables.
Yes.
But yeah, hopefully next year or so, outskis.
You going to Jersey?
No. Here.
Right.
Stuck here.
Get a nice house on some land.
Yeah. As long as I have a riding mower.
Yeah. I'll get one.
Yeah. I'm done with the walking mower. I'm not a big fan. I've said this before. Not a big fan of the mowing the lawn. It's like making the bed. It's just going to come back.
I hate cutting the lawn.
Yeah.
What?
I hate
Me
cutting
too.
The lawn. It's 3 hours. 3 hours plus in my place.
Well, you got a lot more lawn to cut.
Yeah. Yeah,
mine's
you
just
do.
An electric, so I got to fight with the wire, and then it gets pulled out.
It's a
pain in the ass, yeah. And it's one of my few responsibilities, that like housework jobs, that I have to do. It's right. Something I do. She likes to garden, so yep. She gets the futz around.
Well, right. Grass is gardening.
No,
She says, "Oh, I'll cut the lawn," I feel bad.
Right,
but when she says,
"Look the other way,"
all
right, pull down the shade.
No,
more show coming up. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Dan instead.